You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Not the best weekend for outgoing Republican Speaker of the House Joe Strauss. Several fellow Republicans voted to censure him. For why and what that means, we turn to Texas Tribune Executive Editor Ross Ramsey. Ross, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So who censured Speaker Strauss and what does that mean exactly?
It's a group called the SREC, the State Republican Executive Committee. It's two Republicans from each of the state's 31 Senate districts and a couple of others. So, about 64 people. And they voted this weekend at their meeting to censure the speaker and basically to say he's an apostate Republican, which is kind of unheard of.
Why is this happening? Who led the way and who was against it?
You know, there's been a battle inside the Republican Party, and it continues over different kinds of Republicans. Are you from the social conservative end of the pool? Are you from the business conservative end of the pool? And they disagree a lot. In some ways, Texas is a two-party state, and both parties are in the Republican Party. And the SREC is dominated by social conservatives. Their regular foil is Joe Strauss, the outgoing Speaker of the Texas House. He's been frustrating to those guys, and they expressed it this weekend with their vote.
You kind of alluded to this. This isn't the kind of thing that seems to happen very often. Is that right? Put this into context. Are there other times a censure vote like this has taken place?
They've taken censure votes along the way. It's unusual. It's like winning the Super Bowl and then excoriating your quarterback. The Republicans have been in charge in the Texas legislature for more than two decades, and Joe Strauss has been the speaker for 10 years. He tied a five-term record that was held by a couple of Democrats, Pete Laney and Gib Lewis, rather. And, by all accounts, should be, a Republican hero of sorts. He announced last year that he wasn't going to run for re-election to either the House or to the speaker's job. And the social conservatives who felt frustrated by some of his policies have, decided to kick him on the way out the door.
Well, and it seems to add insult to injury. This was led by folks from his home county, Bexar County. Is that right?
Yeah, the SREC is the most, it's made up of people that are, devout Republican activists. Some ways they're the most Republican Republicans. It's not always reflective of either the electorate or the legislature. The Republicans in the Texas legislature like Joe Strauss enough to keep putting him in the speaker's chair. And, after his first election, he's had Republican majorities each time. The electorate put those people in office. So, to the extent that the SREC is against Strauss, it looks like everybody else is for him. It looks like the SREC may be a little bit out of tune.
So what does this mean? What happens with this and what could it do to Strauss, I guess, in the future?
It doesn't really do anything to Strauss. It's an expression from the SREC of where they'd like the party to go. If they had their way, this is what would happen. It comes a couple of 3 weeks before the Republican primaries. Voting in the primaries begins on February 20th. The primary itself is on March 6th. So it could tell the electorate, here's where the SREC is. Here's what you should think about when you're voting for your members for the Texas House and the Senate and Congress and so forth. I'm not sure that it has any real effect other than to underline the differences between the different kinds of Republicans in Texas.
So let's talk a little bit about that. The Trib quotes Texas GOP Chairman James Dickey as saying the censure vote could help bring the party back together. I mean, what's the logic behind that?
Oh, I think, he's hoping that, this is an expression of a position that will unify the party and people will gather around it as they go through the primaries. And it is true that Republican primaries, like Democratic primaries, get the most partisan. So you'll see the most conservative Republicans voting in the March primary. And this will be sort of a rallying moment for them. I don't know that it cuts through all of the differences in the Republican Party. I don't know that most people are paying attention to this.
And meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott has been wading into some controversial ad wars against Republican incumbent Sarah Davis. Tell me about that.
The governor has endorsed against two incumbent Republican members of the Texas House, Sarah Davis in Houston and Wayne Faircloth in Galveston. He's paying for some ads against Sarah Davis. They have some differences over ethics legislation. It was a key part of the governor's State of the State in January of last year and then in January 2 years before that. Sarah Davis frustrated him a little bit on that. They had some differences over it. And this is part of the same problem. It's a difference in the Republican Party between what conservative Republicans want and what more moderate Republicans want. Sarah Davis is from a fairly moderate Republican district, and she actually looks pretty strong in spite of the governor's opposition right now.
Well, we'll have to see how this plays out as we approach the primaries. Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune. Ross, always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks.